KD Country 94 weather.
This A-Man All-Star Game Player Profile is brought to you in part by InsuranceSmart, Melissa Westbrook Agent, Central Valley Ag, The Brush Group in Downs, Cunningham Telephone and Cable. Connect with us and the Schuyler Company in Downs. 38th Annual 8-Man All-Star Games are Saturday, June 10th, as the best 8-Man football players square off in a battle between West and East. One of this year's participants is Luke Bates of St. John's Catholic High School for the Division II East Squad. Growing up around the game, he says it's a great honor to be a part of it.
I mean, I've kind of dreamt of playing this game since I was a little kid. Kind of started off, I was a water boy, 5th grade to freshman year, and then I ran the chain gang sophomore and junior year, so I've been around it and I've been exposed to it, and I just see how fun it is, and so it's just kind of been a goal of mine to get to it, and very pleased and happy that I was able to get the honor of fulfilling my dream.
Tune into Kitty Country 94 and 8manallstars.com on Saturday as Luke Bates and the rest of the 8-Man All-Stars compete in the 38th Annual 8-Man All-Star Games in Beloit. This 8-Man All-Star profile was brought to you in part by Thompson OK Tire Beloit, Guaranty State Bank and Trust Company, AGCO in Beloit, and Remus Farms Chemical and Fertilizer in Concord City.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Lots of sunshine this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 89. Southwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, lows level off around 65. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times again tomorrow. Chance for scattered thunderstorms. High temperatures reach up to 89. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently, it's 84.
If there's something strange crawling in your hood.
Who do you gotta call? We're all pest control.
Bugs are invading fast, and it don't look good.
Who do you gotta call? We're all pest control.
They ain't afraid of no bugs.
An invisible itch when sleeping in your bed.
Ow! Who do you gotta call? We're all pest control.
Nah, don't try to beat them bugs alone.
Just pick up the phone and call.
With offices in Sylvan Grove, Otis, and Salina.
The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
Officers with the Washington County Sheriff's Department conducted an investigation after an individual fell to their death while working on a cell tower last month. On May 9th, Hanover EMS and an officer with the Washington County Sheriff's Office were dispatched to 2701 20th Road for a report of an individual who fell from a cell tower. After their initial response, the coroner, Dr. David Hodgson, arrived on scene to pronounce the victim deceased and confirm the time of death. And the doctor ordered the deceased transported to the Hanover Hospital for toxicology screening and also requested an autopsy. The safety equipment, ropes, helmet, and harnesses were sent to McNeil Professional Services for examination. Pictures and reports were also sent to the Occupational Safety and Health Administration as well. The victim's family were notified of his death. The individual's name has not been released. At this point in the investigation, the Washington County Sheriff's Department says there is no foul play evident or criminal activity present, with the evidence showing the incident having been an accident and equipment related. Abortion providers sued Kansas yesterday over a law enacted this year and existing restrictions, including a decades-old requirement that patients wait 24 hours after first seeing a provider to terminate their pregnancies. Besides the waiting period, the lawsuit challenges a law set to take effect July 1st that will require providers to tell patients that a medication abortion can be stopped using a regimen that major medical groups have called unproven and potentially dangerous. The lawsuit, filed in state district court in Johnson County in the Kansas City area, urges that Kansas has created a biased counseling scheme designed to discourage patients from getting abortions and to stigmatize patients who terminate their pregnancies. The lawsuit contends that the requirements have become increasingly absurd and invasive over time and spread medical misinformation. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes at 6th Independence in Beloit and their satellite locations in Concordia, Osborne, and Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment or check them at their website, heartchoicesbeloit.com. Lost 7 head of Angus steers, 600 weight. One's a white-faced steer. They have orange ear tags, the name Elder on the tags. Lost 10 miles south of Beloit. If you find those steers, Call Lee, 738-8363. Don't forget to stop by for the 12th annual 8-man All-Star football game pep rally this Friday, June the 9th at 4 p.m. at Chautauqua Park. Meet and greet the 8-man All-Stars. There'll be all kinds of prizes. There'll be merchandise for you to purchase, or you can win prizes. There'll be giveaways and so much more. That is brought to you by the Guaranteed State Bank and Trust Company, Bull Area Chamber of Commerce, and us at KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. Make sure to attend an awesome truck and tractor pull presented by Nebraska Bush Pullers this Friday, June 9th. 3.5 miles east of Beloit on Jasmine Trail. And gates open at 6. Truck and tractor pull begin at 7. Tickets are $15 for adults. 10 and under get in free. That'll be this Friday, June the 9th. The second Saturday in Downs is from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. this Saturday. In addition to spending the day shopping and enjoying the community, the Downs Chamber is giving away $100 on those Saturdays. Four winners will each receive $25 in Downs dollars. You can only sign up at Chamber businesses on that Saturday for a chance to win. Follow the Chamber's Facebook page or their website, DownsChamber.com, for more information. Whether you have a classic car or truck or a new one, a beautifully restored vehicle, or just one you drive every day, come out and join the fun. Dragon Main coming up this Saturday night, June the 10th in Downs at 7 o'clock. A hamburger meal will be served from 6 to 7 at the gazebo, and root beer floats will also be available. Join them for an evening of fun, whether you're Dragon Main or watching from your lawn chair, and that's a Downs Community Connection event. And save the date, Tuesday, June 13th at 6 p.m., K-State Research and Extension will be doing a program on advanced healthcare planning. This class is for anyone that is interested in planning for the future. Don't wait until you are in crisis mode. That'll take place at the Osborne Public Library, 325 West Main in Osborne, coming up Tuesday, June 13th at 6 p.m. That's the news this hour. For the latest local news information, visit our website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, kdcountry94.com. And don't forget to download the free KD Country 94 app on your smartphone.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
No scores, but go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Jesus Sanchez leads off for the Marlins. First pitch swinging. High drive, hit deep, left field, going, going, and gone. Jesus Sanchez, an opposite field home run. It's his fifth of the season, and the Marlins have broken a scoreless tie here in the fifth inning. They lead 1-0.
That home run was the start of a 5-run fifth inning for the Marlins as they beat the Royals 6-1 on Tuesday night. We'll have more on the game coming up in the sportscast. We'll also look at local sports, a feature on the St. John's Tipton athletes playing in the E-Man All-Star Games this Saturday. The NBA Finals resume tonight. The Women's College World Series Championship gets underway tonight, and also three golf leagues are merging. It's all coming up in the sportscast on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. The 38th annual 8-man All-Star Games are coming to Trojan Field in Beloit on Saturday, and two players don't have to travel far for this year's games. Luke Bates and Cooper Germark of St. John's Catholic High School have been close to the games their whole lives growing up in Beloit. Bates worked as a water boy and on the chain gang for the game in the past and now has his opportunity to be a part of the game himself. He and his teammate Germark helped lead St. John's Tipton to a 6-3 season in 2022, improving from a 4-5 campaign during their junior season in 2021. This past season on offense, Bates caught 39 passes for 634 yards and 5 touchdowns. On defense, he had 80 tackles, 12 for loss, and registered 4 sacks, 3 fumble recoveries, and an interception. Bates was an all-8-man D2 first-team kicker, named to the NPL first team as a receiver, kicker, and punter, and second-team defensive lineman, a first-team 8-man D2 District 4 pick at all of those positions. He's excited to reach this goal and play one last game with his teammate, Germark.
Kind of been a goal of mine to get to it, and very pleased and happy that I was able to get the honor of playing in it and fulfilling my dream there. I think football has really brought Cooper and I together. We've been friends ever since we were in preschool together and up through grade school, middle school, high school. So, yeah, it'll be fun being able to play with him one more time. Not having St. John's on our jerseys, but we'll both have it on our helmets, and it'll be fun just to go out there and hit and hustle one more time with him.
As for Germark, he was one of the top defenders in the state, being named a first-team All-8-Man Division II linebacker after registering a team-high 130 tackles with 25 for loss in 2022. His final numbers were 431 tackles, 43.5 for loss over his four seasons as a Blue Jay. He was also named a first-team All-League and All-District linebacker his senior season. Germark's happy to be an All-Star and to play with some of the players he spent the past four seasons playing against.
Well, I feel very confident with our team that we've been battling against each other with. And just being able to play with each other is just the biggest thing I've been looking forward to with these guys. I'm very proud. I'm very proud that I was selected for this and just to play in Beloit and to play football one last time.
Catch the St. John's Tipton Blue Jay representatives playing for the Division II East in the 38th Annual 8-Man All-Star Games this Saturday on Katy Country 94 and 8manallstars.com. Pregame coverage begins at 9:30 and kickoff at 10 o'clock from Trojan Field in Beloit. Again, 8manallstars.com is your home for all the latest in 8-Man All-Star coverage. As heard at the beginning of this sportscast, the Kansas City Royals suffered another loss on Tuesday night, falling 6-1 to the Marlins in Miami. The game was scoreless going into the bottom of the fifth when the Marlins scored 5 runs to put the game away immediately. Kansas City's lone run came in the top of the sixth when Nick Prado scored on a wild pitch. Zach Greinke dropped to 1-6 at the loss, giving up 5 runs with just 1 earned. Greinke did actually have a no-hitter going into the fifth inning, but Sanchez's homer ended it, as Matt Quatrero, the Royals manager, talked about that fifth inning.
Well, I mean, it was a first pitch breaking ball homer. A couple early count hit, you know, base hits. Really, he didn't throw the ball any differently that inning. Maybe one of those pitches might have been left over the middle of the plate, but they got a little more aggressive in that inning and put a couple good swings on it.
KC's now 18-43 on the season, while the Marlins moved to 34-28. The two teams finished their three-game set at 5:10 this evening in Miami. Also tonight in Miami, after two nights off, the NBA Finals roll on. The Nuggets and Heat are tied at one game each in the best-of-seven series. Game 3 showdown tips off at 7:30 on ABC. In the Women's College World Series, the championship series begins tonight. Oklahoma looks for their third consecutive NCAA softball title. Sooners are facing Florida State in the best of three series. First pitch for Game 1 at 7 o'clock on ESPN from Oklahoma City. Finally, in sports, after a legal battle that lasted more than a year, the PGA, LIV Golf, and the DP World Tour have agreed to merge and start a new professional golf entity moving forward. The tour say the agreement will be better for larger commercial business and is a, quote, landmark agreement on a global basis, unquote. PGA Tour Commissioner Jay Monahan said, quote, there's been a lot of tension in our sport over the last couple of years. What we're talking about today is coming together to unify the game of golf and to do so under one umbrella, unquote. Interestingly, the deal between the tours and Saudi Arabia's Public Investment Fund was agreed upon without many PGA and LIV players and agents being in the know. All three circuits did note the agreement ends all pending litigation between the parties. That's a look at sports on your sports leader in North Central Kansas, Katy Country 94 and Z96 Point Through the Lake. Sportscast is brought to you by Zachary's Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Donis.